Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred Show.
What? Jenkins and Alfred Part 652, Answers for Jenkins. In the last episode, lots of things were thought about and they weren't what they were thought. In this episode, Jenkins has some closure. Oh, dog, it finally happened. Did all your teeth fall out? No, why would you say such a thing? Because mom lady brought home some brownies. I thought your teeth might fall out. No, but dad's did start hurting a lot. I heard him go like, oh my gosh, this brownie tastes delicious. Ow, 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 ow. I didn't hear him. He was very quiet. No, I didn't even see his mouth move. It was a telepathic owl between us cat people.
Bite your tongue, sir. What would dad say if he knows you called him a cat people?
Dog, we've already talked about this. He likes to lay around, take naps, eat tuna fish. You know.
I know, but I do too.
Not the tuna fish.
Okay. Whatever, move on. So your teeth didn't all fall out?
No, 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 no. But it did finally happen.
What finally happened? Were you in the room where it happened?
Yes, I was the thing in which it happened too.
Okay, what was it?
Okay. You remember the last couple of episodes I've been binging on Star Wars, and I've had questions about Death Star energy?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I said, it wasn't one movie. How do they explain where they get all the energy from? And maybe one of them had a sun involved?
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Okay, we got to the seventh Star Wars, which is actually the seventh.
Okay.
The one with J.J. Abrams as the executive producer?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. He, bless his heart, explained to old Jenkins boy what happens. So, their new Death Star, which apparently is a kajillion times bigger than the old ones, ended up draining the energy from a sun in a solar system, and then it would redirect all of that energy to the planets.
Oh my gosh, so not only would they destroy the planet, they destroyed
the whole solar system.
How do they even get between solar systems?
No, dog. No more questions. These are answers for Jenkins, not questions.
Okay. But the more I know...
I know. The more you know, you don't know. But you still know some stuff. We figured that out, right?
Yeah. You sound stuffy.
Oh, my gosh. So, I decided to dig up some of the weeds out front.
Wait, I thought Dad was working on that.
Oh, bless his heart. He tries. But I go in there and I clean up after him and I actually get the work done. This time, I had to roll stones out of the way.
Like the tomb? The guard outside of Jesus' tomb?
No, not that size stone. Goodness, I read about that. That's too big. No, these were like little stones that were hard for my kitty paws, but no problem for my kitty muscles.
Okay. That didn't explain why your nose is running.
Right. I was sitting outside where all the good pollen stuff was.
Did you see any bees?
No. But there was one on Bryce's toothbrush.
What? Did it sting her?
No, it was a letter bee.
Ha! Oh, that's bad. That's like a bad dad joke.
Oh, you repeat yourself, dog.
Ha! I get that one. Because dad jokes are bad, so I repeated myself when I said bad dad joke. Ha! All right, you're back on track there, Jenkins.
Phew! I did not want to get lumped in with the dad jokes. So let's see, what other answers did I come up with today? Oh! Okay, I figured out what happened on the front step.
What do you mean?
Remember those odd alien sightings I saw, the writings on the sidewalk out front?
No.
Yeah, it was like a little blob, and then it looked like an alien footprint.
Why do you think it was an alien footprint?
Because it had three toes spaced perfectly together.
Okay.
Anywho, turns out one person dropped the popsicle and another person stepped in the popsicle droppings, and so it's all popsicle stuff.
Oh, good. Did you wash it off the sidewalk?
No, I never really got around to it. I was busy pulling the weeds out and stuff. Oh, also, figured out how to make the swing higher.
Boy, you just were figuring everything out today.
Well, to be fair, it was some of the children and the old man. But I was there telling them what to do.
You were?
Yeah, I just sat over in the corner like, meow, meow.
Wait, what corner did you sit in?
The one in my room.
And they were outside with the swing. And you were upstairs in my room. Oh, I see what you're getting at, dog. Maybe they didn't hear me. Remember telepathy? Telepathy, as some people say? Yeah, that's what I used. It's how he figures all the stuff out. It's like they say the Force is with you, but really it's Jenkins' thoughts that tell you what to do.
So now you've learned how to control people's thoughts with your thoughts?
Yes, dog. So many answers for Jenkins.
Okay, well, I'm going to go before you get in my head.
Too late, dog. Too late. The end.